Welcome to Red, White, and Brown, the podcast that discusses the interesting upbringing of Desi American immigrants and what happens when Eastern culture meets the Western world. I'm Sophia.
And I'm Prirak. We're both first-generation Desi Americans. Today we're going to be talking about a very fun topic, which is discipline.
And I don't know if that's a fun topic.
That's true. It's an interesting topic. Discipline and its role in Desi culture. Because there's all these stereotypes about Desi parents being strict. And, you know, they discipline their kids in very different ways. So we're going to delve right into that today. What form does this discipline take? Is it verbal, emotional, physical? Where does this discipline come from? What does it say about Desi culture? And, you know, how is it different from American culture? And of course, to make it fun, which all of our episodes always are, we're going to be sharing some memes along the way and end with some audience questions. Right, Sophia?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's get started. Sophia, why don't you start by defining Desi discipline, which is a vague term we both just made up.
Okay, yeah, absolutely. So in terms of like the history of Desi discipline methods, there's sort of two things that come to mind, right? So I remember like my dad and my grandma would tell me how when they were growing up in Pakistan or Bangladesh, like in school, teachers would use physical punishment to discipline kids, like a slap here or there or swatting their hand with the ruler, things like that.
Yeah, that's not unheard of, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, so it seems to me like it was very socially acceptable to discipline kids that were not your own, whether that's physically or not.
Absolutely.
And, you know, there's the saying, it takes a village to raise a child, and I think that's true. And, you know, in those parts of the world, others in the community definitely felt very comfortable taking part in disciplining and raising kids more than they do here, I think.
I think so.
Like, here in the U.S., people get worked up if someone else, like, yells at their kid, right? Hitting another kid would be totally out of the question for a teacher here.
Not even hitting, right? Even, like, so much so as saying, like, you're doing something wrong to a kid that
or
is not your own.
Just, like, targeting them in that way. I think teachers have a way of disciplining kids here, but it's like, much less aggressive, right?
Absolutely. And I think your point's well taken. I've had very similar stories with my own grandparents and even my own parents. And I actually visited India, I think, 2 years ago. And I was with a couple of friends. And we went to one of our friends' houses. And one of my friends, like, dropped the water. And his mom, my other friend's mom, like, wasn't even hesitant to kind of, like, swat the little kid's hand away, even though this was not her kid. It was just, like, very okay. And even the kid took it well. He's like, oh, I'm so sorry. And she's like, yeah, don't ever do that again. Like, let me get you the water. So, as you said, it seems like there, the customary norm is, like, it's okay to do those things.
Yeah,
even if that kid is not your
own. Like, that little kid's parents would probably not get mad at this lady.
Exactly.
It would just be like, oh yeah, that's totally fine.
Exactly.
It's interesting because here in the U.S., I feel like Desi Americans are much more hesitant to discipline other kids in the way that you just described.
Mm-hmm.
Even though, like, we all come from the same culture, right? Like, but I feel like here, now that we're in this new setting, you know, in the Western world or whatever, we act a little different. Like, like, I don't see as much of that. I think
it's they're the same people, right? Like, if you even if it was my kids and your kids, and this happened to be in Pakistan as opposed to like America, I feel like maybe we'd act differently just because of the different societal
customs. I totally agree. I mean, I have a younger brother, and you know, growing up, like, his friends would come over to my house, and like, you know, my parents would be there, and I feel like they definitely were like more, like, okay with disciplining other kids than maybe, like, American people would have been.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think they were less aggressive than
they would have been in Pakistan.
Yeah. And it's also just, like, you have to think about what that kid is going to say to their parents when they go home.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, you know, if you present it in front of a jury of, like, Desi adults, like, what's okay and what's not, you know?
Yeah.
You have to, like, think about that.
Absolutely.
But why don't you tell us a little bit about your experiences with discipline growing up?
So it's interesting you say that, right? Because I lived my first 5 years in India. And there, I think I had similar aspect of discipline that we talked about in brown countries, which is, like, I was kind of disciplined by everyone, including my grandparents, my mom, my dad, my uncles, my aunties, my neighbors, whatever.
That sounds so fun.
Yeah, exactly. but it wasn't particularly physical. It was just more just like everyone was pretty strict, and I had no real, like, you're not allowed to get mad at me filter. you know, like as opposed to here when I'm like, you're not allowed to get mad at me.
Yeah, like you're not my parents.
Yeah,
like,
only my parents are. But with all of that being said, I did think my parents weren't particularly physically punishing with me. So it was more the fact that we had rules and they kind of made me stick to those rules in the form of scoldings and public embarrassment. That was where most of my discipline came from.
Got it.
And I think there was positives and negatives to this, right? So positives were because rules, and this may not just be for me, in general for Daisies, rules are so highly regarded that we follow them, and like disobeying them to me was never even like an option. And because of that, I felt like it instilled this aspect of, one, stay in your lane, work hard, follow the rules. And that works really well in elementary, middle, and high school. Because if you follow the rules, you're like a perfect student. Mm-hmm. And I was kind of built into that at a very young age. I also had this willingness to obey authority, right? And that's, again, a positive because what happens in elementary school, middle school, and high school? You have, like, teachers, and if you follow their rules, they love you. And if you don't, you're known as, like, the troublemaker. Mm-hmm. And, like, the moment you try to, like, not do what you're told, you're instantly kind of outcast.
Yeah.
So I do think that's one of the pros of, like, this Daisy discipline technique.
Do you feel like most Daisy kids were as willing to, like, stay in their lane and follow the rules and stuff? Or do you think you and I are just, like, a little bit goody-two-shoes?
I think part of it may be, like, because I was born in India, I was used to following the rules.
Hmm.
I do have some Daisy friends who are a bit more liberal, but
like
I do think...
more rebellious?
Yeah. Not nearly as rebellious as you would think, but like I think it's so dependent on your environment.
Yeah.
Because I come from the Bay Area where like even the, you know, quote unquote most rebellious like Indian American is probably like still studying.
And yeah.
You know, as opposed to I do have like people in different parts of the country where that may not be the baseline. Like rebellion there may actually be going out and like hanging out until midnight and things like that, where for me that was never the case.
Yeah.
So I think so much of it is the community you're surrounded by.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think the cons about this Daisy discipline method, at least for me, is also this willingness to obey authority. So I think that's a pro, but it's also a con because it, to a certain extent, prevents you from stepping outside the boundaries. You know what I mean? Like, think about, like, the fact that if you're always following the rules, when is the one time you, like, ever will go out of your comfort zone to actually figure out?
Yeah, or, like, take a risk.
Exactly.
Like, yeah.
Or, like, let's say you wanted to start a podcast, and podcasting is not even that cool of a thing, and your parents are like, this is stupid. If you just listen to them, you would never start the podcast.
Yeah, and that's more of a thing, like, when you're younger,
exactly.
Right? Because now it's like... we're living away from home, like, we're much older. It's different. But I hear you.
But I do think having that aspect of independence at an early age is a good thing.
Yeah.
So there is a fine balance between this. But what do you think about the pros and cons of this Daisy discipline method?
Yeah. So, I mean, I feel like in terms of pros, Daisy kids definitely listen to their elders a lot more than, like, maybe people in other cultures.
Absolutely.
Which I think is generally a good thing, especially when you're young and, like, your frontal cortex is not as developed and you don't really know what's good for you and, you know,
that
stuff like that.
Immature frontal cortex.
And I feel like, you know, as we mentioned, physical punishment is, like, a little bit more accepted in Desi culture. And, like, I feel like it is effective to a certain point when your kids are young because it's, like, one of the only ways to keep your child actually scared of you, I think.
It is.
You know? And, like, in some ways, like, kids, I think, need to fear that their parents will actually enforce consequences, right? Like, otherwise... what's to stop a kid from thinking, like, I can do whatever I want and my parents can't do anything about it?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think...
there's research on that.
Yeah, exactly. There is. Like, and I think, you know, there's been research done on physical punishment itself. And, like, part of the reason that it's used is because of, like, the mental component. Like, even as a young kid, getting a spank is, like... it's embarrassing, you know? Like, even if it doesn't hurt you that much, it hurts your ego.
Exactly. I think you're right. Physical punishment definitely is very, very enforcing. It's one of the few things that parents can actually do to ensure their kid understands that they're the boss.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, that's exactly what I meant. And, like, I think that said, generally, like, it's not a good thing to allow or support violence, like, in any form, right? And it's hard to draw the line, right? Like, maybe you think it's okay to swat someone with a ruler, but, like, a slap on the face is too much, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, where do you draw the line? So it's, I do think it's better to say that violence is not acceptable, and like, you don't ever want to teach kids that it's okay to hurt another person, especially someone that's weaker than you.
Yeah.
And I do also feel like hitting a kid is like the quote unquote easy way out, right? It just lets the parent release their frustration in the moment, but it's not modeling good behavior. So I think that's kind of one of the cons of this sort of like physical punishment.
Yeah. But the good thing that this aspect does bring up is, I think the positive is you need to have some way to enforce your rules. And I mean, I don't know, we can debate on whether or not physical punishment is the best way to go about it, but it is definitely one way.
It's one of the ways.
Go about it. And there's not as many ways as you'd think. We're gonna hit on that in the show, but yeah, I think that is one of the things you brought up. It is one way to do it.
Yeah.
So you just shared a bit about how discipline works. But how has it affected your life? What's the type of Desi discipline that kind of existed in the Sophia household when you were growing up?
Yeah, I mean, I was definitely scared of my parents growing up. Like, my parents are great, but like, I think I was more scared of them than I needed to be, maybe. But it's only worn off in the last few years for me. Like, I'm like still a little bit scared of them. Like,
there's,
I haven't been physically disciplined in like years and years, right? Like, I'm 24.
Of course.
So like, I have not been physically disciplined in more than like 15, 16 years, but I have definitely gotten slapped when I was younger, like 100%. Like many times. And I think like my younger brother has definitely gotten more physical punishment than me. He's like definitely a naughtier kid than I was, and part of that is also just due to gender, unfortunately.
Absolutely.
But
I think it's a very interesting thing we're hitting on right now, because I feel like discipline in Desi culture requires some level of balance between being afraid, but also like loving and respecting the elder person enough that you'll still follow the rules and not rebel.
Yeah, I think you're definitely right. I think a lot of Desi discipline is enforcing fear. Especially when kids are like a little younger, and that can be, you know, through physical punishment or scoldings or whatever else. It doesn't have to be physical punishment, obviously.
Of course.
And then like, as we get older, this fear eventually transitions to respect, and you sort of like realize like, oh, like that's why my parents wanted me to stay in school and not do drugs or else, you know?
Exactly.
And I think you had mentioned in an earlier episode, Priyak, that your mom still like listens to her dad.
Yeah, so it's like still that level of obedience, even though, you know, my grandpa is significantly older now and may not necessarily even know what the big rules are. But even now, when my mom's making a big decision and she runs it by her dad, she will 100% like listen to what he has to say, like without a doubt, just because she knows like he's had more experience and like has kind of like given her the tools to guide through life, and he's been right. You know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I agree. My parents are the same way, like with my grandparents, very respectful of them. This like hits on the fact that even though early on there might be some like aspect of fear in Desi parenting, the fear eventually transitions to respect once our frontal lobes become matured enough.
Scientific speak.
Yes.
Love it.
So I feel like we have hit on the fact that physical punishment is one of the ways that Desis enforce the rules. But you also mentioned that there are other techniques that your parents used when you were younger. So tell us about them.
Yeah. So I think the bigger point we're already both hitting on is the rules are very strictly enforced. One of the ways is usually, not usually, but can be through physical punishment. But for me, that wasn't as big of a deal. I definitely have been hit before when I was younger too, way younger, maybe 4 or 5. But I think most of the discipline I had was actually like all stringent and conditional. So like, you can't go outside until you finish all your work. Or if someone comes and knocks on my door and wants to play, my mom would be like, no, you cannot go. And so that was one of the ways. One of the other things that would often happen is, my mom would tell me, you can't go out, but inevitably she would let me go out anyway. So it's really interesting, because I think that's also where part of this like reciprocity of respect came from. Like, I started realizing she's being a hard ass, but like eventually she'd let me go anyway.
Yeah.
You know, it may not have been at 6, it may have been at 7. So I still realized like, yeah, she's being a hard ass, but like, she's still like clearly like wants me to have fun.
Yeah.
You know, so there was this mutual respect that started developing because I realized, like, okay, she's doing these rules not because she hates me. She still, like, wants me to have fun, but she also wants me to do well. Another strategy my mom employed, and this was really, really good, it was actually the silent treatment, which worked wonders for me. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I can say this for everyone. It may be just the type of person I am. But if I did something that was really bad, let's say we went out to dinner and I made a fuss about, like, how I hate the food, or, like, this is not my favorite restaurant, both my parents would just give me the silent treatment and not talk to me at all until I apologized, and then they'd suddenly be totally back to normal. And this worked a lot because I realized, like, why are they upset? And the fact that they wouldn't respond to me irked me out a lot more than you would think. Because I was just like, damn, maybe I did do something wrong. And I would need to sit there and, like, really, really think about what I did wrong. And that, like, made me realize I need to apologize. And
that's so funny.
Yeah, and I got into the habit of apologizing, which I still do to this day. And we still have that. When they're upset with me, I'll apologize and realize, like, oh, I see why you're upset.
That's so funny. Do your parents still give you the silent treatment?
Yes. So what will happen is, like, let's say we get into an argument, my mom will, like, cut the phone pretty early, and I can sense that she, like, clearly is upset.
Yeah.
And so I will then have to call her back and say, like, no, I didn't mean it. And it also works the opposite way, where if they say something that upsets me, I will also usually, like, cut the phone short, and then they'll eventually call me back. So it's like a two-way street now. But those are, like, the two big things.
Yeah, you learned. Now you've turned it around on them, too.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's funny. My parents used to do something not only similar, but, like, I guess I was a pretty materialistic child. Like, mm-hmm. I really liked clothes and stuff. I still do. You know me.
Yeah, yeah. My sister is similar, too,
though. Yeah, like, clothes and, I don't know, just, like, accessories and random things like that. Mm-hmm. And so they would definitely, like, buy me things, like, if I did well. And then, like, if they were mad at me, they would be like, okay, like, I'm not going to buy you, like, this new book or whatever, like, the things that I liked. I specifically remember my mom doing that with me.
That's smart. No, I had that. My sister had a very similar thing where every time we went out and she behaved well, my dad would give her a certain proportionate amount of money in the form of, like, a quarter. Quarter would be, like, the highest, and, like, if it was really bad, it would be, like, 5 cents. But she got to collect that over time in, like, a Pringles can, and she had, like,
so funny.
$20 by the end of the year, and it worked well for her, so.
That's funny. Yeah, my parents never used to give me an allowance or anything like that, but definitely, like, my mom knew all the things I wanted, and, like, she would, you know, buy me things according to how I behaved, I guess.
What is that, like, operant conditioning, pretty much?
Yeah,
trial absolutely. And error. Oh, man.
All right. So it sounds like we both had sort of different experiences with discipline, but led to similar results nonetheless.
Yeah.
So I do think that these experiences sort of reveal some broader themes about Desi culture. Would you agree?
Yeah. That's the reason why we're making this episode. But let's see. One of the things I think this shows is a certain level of structure and hierarchy that exists in Desi culture. That's obviously more pronounced than in Western culture. Mm-hmm. And this is not just in discipline. We've seen it in everything, right? Like, they see class. They see, like, focus on, like, amount of money you have. There's just so much focus on structure and hierarchy that doesn't exist here. So it seems like for both of us, disobeying the rules was not really even an option, right? Like, yeah, once or twice, maybe we disobeyed them. But because this aspect of structure and hierarchy and enforcement of the rules was so stringently followed, we never really ended up swaying too far from where our parents wanted us to go. And I think that speaks broadly about the fact that they've seen that this institution of rules and discipline works, and they're kind of moving it forward. And I wonder if you'll move it forward with your kids or if I'll do it with mine. But clearly it seems to work. And that's one of the big things it says.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. I mean, I feel like all of this says that Desi culture really gives parents the most authority. And, like, honestly, it gives children pretty little autonomy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, the fact that it's so acceptable to pretty much do whatever you want to discipline your kid and no one can really say anything about it isn't necessarily that great because it doesn't protect children, right?
I guess. I can agree with that. But at the same time, as we kind of talked about, that fear you have eventually transitions to respect, I think.
I think
if it's done appropriately,
yeah,
of course.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's, like, kind of a big difference between here in, say, the U.S. versus in South Asian countries. I think here there are more structures in place to, like, protect children, right? Like, there's, like, DCFS and stuff like that, which is, I think, it's a little different from like other parts of the world.
And that part of that is probably the big American emphasis on autonomy, which probably comes all the way back down to even children, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And that didn't always used to be the case. I mean, there was a point in American history where I feel like farm animals had more rights than children.
I wouldn't. Yeah, exactly.
Like that's a thing, right?
Exactly.
But that has changed. And I think that's obviously still changing in other parts of the world. But I think it's more enforced here to like protect children's rights.
Yeah. Absolutely.
There's a good clip from Thais Amin Bar, which is it's a pretty famous Amir Khan movie for those of you who don't know. And it's about this child with,
ADHD
and like some developmental disorder, like learning disability. And it shows sort of like a traditional interaction between a parent and a child when the parent is disciplining the child. So, let's play that.
हर दिन हर रोज तुम्हारी कंप्लेन स्कूल से कंप्लेन बिल्डिंग से कंप्लेन घर के बाहर बांध रखो तो कंप्लेन आज के बाद कोई घर पे कंप्लेन लेके आया ईशान तुम्हें हंस रहा बेशरम शेमलेस वन मोर कंप्लेन ईशान वन मोर कंप्लेन सीधा बोर्डिंग स्कूल में डाल दूंगा देखा भाया मैं खड़ा हूं तुम खड़ी हो फिर भी मारामारी कर रहा है क्या हालत कर दी उस बच्चे की टी शर्ट फाड़ डाली उसकी.
So I think this clip kind of shows an example of discipline being done inappropriately. You know, like this kid doesn't even get a chance to explain his side of the story. The dad's just like being really aggressive. And I think it just kind of shows that with this discipline, when the pendulum swings the other way, it can also be, you know, a little damaging to children.
And we won't even get into the fact that this kid has an underlying condition, right?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Because even if this was a completely, you know, developmentally okay kid, this still would be an inappropriate way of disciplining.
I think so, yeah.
And then you add in that this kid does have something developmentally, and that makes it even worse. So that's an entirely different conversation that we won't even get into. But yes, I totally agree. It's important to kind of express the fact that they see discipline exists on a spectrum, like everything else. Mm-hmm. And there definitely are some positives, right? Because I think I have a lot of respect for the way my parents disciplined me, and I think I sense that you do too.
Absolutely.
So, you know, those are positives. But there's negatives, as was seen in this movie, and I'm sure you have examples of friends who hate the way their parents discipline them, and I do too. And part of having discussions like this on this podcast is to ensure that, you know, we can make sure everyone knows that, you know, there's different things. There's things that works and things that don't. And we want to kind of focus on what works and try to make it better.
And with that, we are reaching the end of our episode. However, instead of ending with audience questions like we usually do, we actually want to end with a call of action today. If all of you could reach out to us on our Instagram at redwhitebrownpod and tell us about your experiences growing up. How were you disciplined? Did you have physical discipline? Did you have emotional discipline? Did you have the whole silent treatment like I did? What worked for you? What didn't work for you? And more importantly, how is this shaped? Ultimately, how you plan to discipline your own children. The more experiences we get, the better, because then we can actually see how, even though we are all Desi Americans, we still have very unique experiences that set us apart from one another. So, with that, thank you all for listening to this week's episode. We look forward to reading responses, and of course, rate this podcast, review it 5 stars if you can, share it with a friend, subscribe, and follow us on Instagram at redwhitebrownpod. We'll see you again next week with a brand new episode. Stay safe. Bye.